You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here from World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. It is a good afternoon, I hope.
Yeah, indeed. So I want to start not here, but in other parts of the world. We've been following dry conditions in Eurasia and Europe both. Can you tell me about crop conditions for corn in particular in Ukraine and Russia?
Yeah, the weather situation in Ukraine and southern Russia has certainly deteriorated on a very quick basis here over the past few weeks. You know, in July, we managed to break away from the drier and warmer biased pattern that had occurred earlier in the summer that was stressing those crops. And then we got some relief. The crop did a little bit better for a few weeks. And then all of a sudden, we got to the end of July and early August, and the bottom fell out again. And it hasn't rained in some of these areas for quite a while. And the temperatures are well above average once again. So we have depleted the topsoil moisture, and subsoil moisture is still running short to very short as well. So from a corn perspective, the late season crop is being pushed to maturity much quicker than usual, and that's probably going to hurt some of the yield. But there's some soybeans in Ukraine and parts of southern Russia that are probably being hurt more significantly by being starved to death on moisture. Unirrigated fields are probably going to yield rather poorly since there's not much rain in the pipeline in these areas for at least the next 10 days and maybe 2 weeks.
Does that expand all the way into Kazakhstan as well?
It does. It does. The western part of Kazakhstan has been dry biased most of the summer, in fact, and so they are not going to see a very good yielding year as well. Of course, they do irrigate a large part of their crop because they're in a more arid location in the world.
Back a little further to the west, when you look into Europe, what do you see there?
Most of the European continent has been struggling with dryness all summer long. We've had periods where it's been very warm. We've had periods when the temperature has been more seasonable. And the problem is that we did get away from the excessive heat that we had in July, but it still has not rained significantly in the heart of Germany, a big part of France, and some neighboring areas in western Poland. And these areas, they get a little bit of shower activity every once in a while, but it's just not enough to get them out of the deep hole they've got into here in regard to their moisture deficits. And so crops continue to be stressed, although perhaps not as extreme as they were in July. And the forecast is going to offer more of the same, where they're going to get erratic rainfall that's below average and continue with a near to above average temperature bias there.
So much of this tells me, and we already know this, about the wheat crop in the northern hemisphere that we'll be short. I'm wondering about the Australian wheat crop because they're now beginning into their spring.
That's right. Queensland and northern New South Wales are extremely dry. They've been dealing with a drought of great severity for the last year and a half or so, and it has not rained very well while they planted this year's crop. And now we are approaching reproduction. It's supposed to begin in early September, and it's still very dry. But the good news for the farmers there is that coming up here at the end of this week, Friday going into Saturday, there was going to be a good opportunity for some rain to fall across this drought-stricken area. It's not going to be enough to fully restore soil moisture, obviously, but there will be enough moisture there to stimulate a little bit of improvement in that crop as it does start to approach the reproductive season. So perhaps a little bit of improvement will occur, but they're going to need a lot more rain than that in order to get back on their feet again.
Well, it's hopscotch across the planet, and we'll stay with wheat. Argentina, where they will have a wheat crop as well in the coming several months. What does their condition look like today? Because they came out of a drought.
That's right. And they did real well in fixing a lot of that dryness. But in some of the western production areas in Cordoba and a minor production area in Santiago del Estero, which is west central and northwestern parts of the country respectively, are still running rather dry. And they do need a good drink of water. They are just a few weeks away from crop development. And so there's plenty of time here yet to improve their soil moisture situation, but there's nothing much on the charts here for the next week to 10 days. And so we'll have to look into September and see if we can get a better weather pattern to evolve for them. I do believe that they will see some timely rain when it counts the most.
And finally, we're still a bit away from this, but in just about a month, the dry season should end in Brazil, I think, and they might begin some of their planting progress. Do you have any longer-term outlook for them?
Yeah, I think this year's growing season in Brazil should be fairly normal. We expect the seasonal rains to begin on time. There should be a sufficient amount of moisture there to support the crops most of the growing season. There may be a little period of dryness that might develop in late December and early January in the southernmost part of the country. That would be Rio Grande do Sul up into Paraná, but we're not expecting it to fester into any kind of large-scale problem for them.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org.